Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. Just what is there and not some holy light. But you crawl beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn, I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor.
Something happening somewhere. 7 CFW. Remember this one?
Just can't deny.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. CFW. Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. same. It's not same. It's not same. Yeah.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The criminal cases against two women accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Amish growers in St. Croix County has been dismissed. According to court documents, the women were hired to handle insurance and accounting for the business. Before resigning 2 months later, the women allegedly wrote unauthorized checks to themselves and had payments sent directly to them. The case was dismissed due to procedural factors and without prejudice, meaning the Amish growers are free to refile the charges. A Rice Lake man has been indicted on sex trafficking charges alongside the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment. According to the indictment, Jacobson facilitated the international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. All three are facing a maximum of life in prison if convicted. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Lows near 40, a light southwest breeze. On Thursday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, especially in the late day. Highs in the mid-60s, showers ending Thursday night. Right now, it's 34.
CFW.
CFW.
And there's a storm that's how desperate I've become. And it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning. Though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart.
Nothing but fall. Oh. 90s, and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
A final message, if my wife